Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Happy Monday, everybody. Appreciate you hanging out with us. It is gorgeous. Gorgeous outside. Lincoln, Nebraska, you are looking downtown. You are just looking gorgeous. Slight breeze. The leaves are dancing, making a statement. Well done. Well done, Lincoln. Before we get into the day, Austin Norman, please, kind sir, if you would, please, let them know about the Mercado.
Gladly. Certified Piedmontese, every type of meat and every type of cut. If you missed it on Twitter, check out the haul of beef jerky that we got delivered. Yes. All sorts of different flavors, all sorts of different beef jerky styles. MVP Mike, if you're listening, shouts to you. Claps well to you. Stand up. Well done is right. I took my fair share. I partook over the weekend. He hasn't missed yet. So shout out to the Mercado. You can get your own. Not here at the station, right? That's for us. MVP Mike came through for us.
Yeah.
But it's affordable. It's within your price range out at any of the two Lincoln locations, the original 84th and Havelock or 30th in Yankee Hill, or our Omaha friends, because that's right. We will not only be up there visiting you, but you can hear us in Omaha and worldwide. 168th and Maple. Get yourself some.
There's enough. And if you want to be a part of what we're doing today, 402-464-5685, starter Heyman text line, and the live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961. If you want to chime in, you want to see what's going on in studio, if we decide to, you know, show off some of the beef jerky and have that conversation. Austin Orman, kind sir, we were talking about Mr. Hurley.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to bury the lead or miss this thing. But somebody asked me earlier about two things of the NBA. One, they asked me about Hurley. Two, they asked me about the Celtics. And why I'm putting the Celtics and the NBA Finals on page two is because the Boston Celtics leading the Dallas Mavericks 2-0 in the NBA Finals is exactly what was expected. Every year, every playoff, anytime it's a best of series in a sport where the better team gets to host games one and two, we act like, oh my goodness, this is everything. This is everything. This is spectacular. This is the best. Bury them all. Bury them all. While realizing that that's exactly what's supposed to happen. And it happens every year.
It's weird when it doesn't happen.
Right. Like, it's a thing, and you go, well, wait a minute. The Celtics did exactly what they're supposed to do. The best team with the best record in basketball should win the first two games at home in a series.
Mm-hmm.
And that the series really doesn't take personality until game three at the other site.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get some perspective because, one, if there's fight, it shows up. Two, if there is no fight, we then get to have that other discussion that we're all so familiar with, which is, oh my goodness, they're up 3-0. And it's really hard to come back from that because the better team is ahead 3-0. Like, that's how do we miss that? All the time.
It's very simple, DP, is that we get caught up in the moment, right? We look at the little picture instead of the big picture.
Yeah.
You know, is that, all we have to go off of is this one game. Well, that's not true. We have mountain piles of evidence that say, hey, we don't actually just have this one game to go off of because Yahoo's like me need something to talk about every day. And, you know, I think far too often I'll be guilty of looking at the small picture, trying to dive into the details and show off the brain instead of, hey, Boston did Boston things. They have a historically good net rating and they're doing things in the playoffs only some of the best teams of all time have done. Maybe let's, you know, remember that fact.
Well, the record told the truth.
64-18 regular season.
The record told the truth. Now, mind you, none of this will matter if Dallas wins game three. Like the real, one of those great sport adages that fit all the time. There's nothing wrong with Dallas that a win won't cure. That's that. Yeah. Like there's same as in hockey. That's just the way we're going to have this discussion. We had it in the regionals. Losing game one only matters if you continue the trend.
right.
That's how it works. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how surprised would you be if the Mavericks won game three at home?
2.5.
Right. Full, like, okay. Which is just what it is. That they, first of all, they weren't the best team in the West.
They were the fifth best team by the most important metric, in fact.
And somehow they cleared the metrics and figured out how to have success. That's what we're talking about. So, do you expect Drew Holiday to give you 20, 25 plus and again?
Not on 11 to 14. He doesn't like taking more than 14 shots. So, no, I don't expect it again.
Yeah, I mean, do you expect the Mavericks to leave 8 free throw points on the board?
That one's more believable than Drew.
Right? That through all of this, there's a reason why this stuff happens. But what it defines through all of this is the NBA, at its finest hour, that the lead story is a college coach looking its premier organization dead in the eye with an offer that would have been, what, third highest pay?
Something like that, yeah. Right? That neighborhood, yeah.
Right? That, and then to say no. Because in the NBA, this is game-changing. That the Lakers' head coaching job is not the ideal.
Not even close right now.
That's really weird. If you're, like, it made me ask the question, okay, Austin Orman, if you're Jay Wright and they offer you $10 million a year, what do you say?
Depends on how much I have the coaching bug. But the fact that you even have to ask how much you have the coaching bug when the Lakers come calling is, in fact, the point.
Is there any job in the NBA that offered you $10 million a year that you would say no to? Or more importantly, that you would say yes to?
I'd say yes to most of them.
Right?
Detroit, iffy. Don't know if I trust the leadership. Portland seems a little directionless. Sacramento, we'll see.
Right, but it's not a lot.
No.
How many Power 5 college apex programs? And there's only 8, 10.
Yeah.
Of those 10 who offer you $10 million a year, you're gone, right?
Unless it's Carolina.
You're such a Duke fan. That is spectacular. That is spectacular. What a great pull. But you know what?
Nah, I'm good. Everything you
Your
said,
money's no good here.
Everything you said to Strick about the Lakers is not true about me.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Caroline, I'm staying here.
Your money's no good here, sir.
No. I don't want the Roy Williams endowed head coaching chair.
That is like...
I don't want to play Dean Smith ball. I'm not going to do it. You can't make me.
Right. The Cooties, the Carolina Cooties are legitimate.
They're real.
Right? Like,
mm-hmm.
It's real.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny. Creighton.
No.
Right? Like,
no.
Creighton Cooties is a thing.
And Kansas is close to that list for me.
I see. This is this is why we could do this, because it makes perfect sense that it's not just money. Somebody used to ask me this question about the Cowboys, and if I would accept the play-by-play job for the Cowboys, and the answer was just no. The answer, like, it was the easiest question I've ever. I've never said no more quickly,
more emphatically.
Oh, it was like the Bugs Bunny meme where he just goes no. That was me. That like I just
long drawn out mouth out.
Oh, no. it was so much. But then they flipped the question, because they said, okay, so if ESPN calls you today and says $10 million a year, come to ESPN. And I've said this to Jay Foreman, and the fact that it's true means a lot to me. But I would not leave Lincoln, Nebraska for ESPN at $10 million a year. I would not leave the ticket for $10 million a year.
What is Bristol like, though? Does that play into it?
It does. Well, they're not dissimilar.
Really?
They're not. Bristol, if you're in downtown Bristol... If you're on campus at UConn, you're on campus at Nebraska. You're on campus. Better food in Lincoln. Better food.
Really?
Better food.
Okay.
Well, because Connecticut, the cities don't have the good food that the farms have.
Now, and the cities don't have money to bring it in from the farms?
Well,
they choose not to bring it in from the farms?
Yeah, it's just there's a weird kind of... Not bridge.
Interesting.
Okay. Like Vermont, I have friends in Vermont who have farms. And they, if you go visit them, they have amazing meals. It's fantastic. Because, I mean, everything's there. And
yeah.
It's organic and natural. But, I don't know, you have to deal with the winters.
And Canada.
And it really is Canada. Let's not trip. it is not the great Northeast. When people think of Massachusetts, no. Vermont and Rhode Island and Connecticut just have enough Mother Nature bitterness that when it's really angry, like when things get really bad here, oh, yeah, right? You'd go, wow, that was impressive.
Mm-hmm.
There, it's like, it's back. It's back. We're familiar. Yeah. What are we doing?
Happy Tuesday.
What are we doing? 18 inches again? Okay, cool. All right. What? Negative? Negative, negative. Okay, yeah. That's right. And it's the payoff is that New York and Boston are so close. But that's not enough payoff. Mm. That's just not enough payoff. And if you're in Vermont, it's not like you're right in the neighborhood to go see the Patriots and the Celtics.
No.
Like, that's Nebraska folks rooting for Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
Foxborough's not even Boston.
Right. Like, it's close, but is it really? So, I think we're finding out more about this, and the fact that people, the changing climate of money in college sports makes it, people think that it will be more difficult to be a coach because the loudest coaches are the people who like the least amount of change. Mm-hmm. Why? Because things work perfectly.
Their way.
They don't want to work anybody else's way, and they certainly don't want to work that hard. Like, if the coaches are stepping down, listen, they're like, I'm done. Okay, cool. Hurley's in a unique space. I think that Kansas is probably closest to UConn in environment and prestige within that program, and the fact that it's the basketball program that carries that, not football.
Yeah.
Right? That basketball is – and for both sides, because the women's program
– Well, is the better comparison Gonzaga?
No. Well, Spokane's a little more citified and a little more close, okay. Right? Okay. It's still the great corner. If you said Oregon without the Blazers, if the Blazers weren't in Portland, it would be Oregon.
Gotcha.
But Seattle and Spokane, when the Sonics left, if they didn't have, but they got the Kraken to make up for it.
Yeah, the Kraken. They had the Seahawks
right.
already.
So
Storm.
Yeah. Right. Like it's that thing. I don't know that there's another Nebraska that doesn't have a big dog barking at its heels for money, for attention, for exposure, for apparel, etc. So UConn is unique in that space. Mm. And I mean, think about it with Calhoun and Auriemma.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's a men's and women's tandem at the same school as close to that. Like, I don't think it exists.
If Barry Switzer and Patty Gosso would ever cross paths, that's probably what you're talking about.
Right. Like, there's two. Like, you're talking about, I mean, Calhoun's just outside of the Mount Rushmore. Auriemma's certainly in
there.
It, right?
Yeah.
But close enough that to have that kind of national championship run in both programs.
Mm-hmm. Concurrently.
Like, UCLA couldn't get close to that.
No.
Kansas even didn't even get close in the Ann that. Like, maybe in the Ann Myers days, back in the 60s, okay. 70s? Early 70s?
So
with Kareem with Walton and Ann Myers, close.
Sure. But talk me into it.
Is there anybody else? Like, Duke got close.
Duke had top 25 women's teams, not consistent, top 10, top 15, but not, like, ever seriously threatening for a championship.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky didn't do it. Carolina has started trending that way recently.
Look at Pete Ferguson. Yeah, he's still hurt over the Cowboys comment.
Sorry, Pete.
Pete, you don't want me coaching the Cowboys.
Sabotage.
I would change everything. Y'all would be wearing black jerseys and black pants. No, they would be white on white.
Ooh.
I would put them in the white on white, not with the big blue star, but a bunch of tiny little stars.
Working a little red from the Texas flag, you know.
Oh, just all under the auspices of patriotism.
Right. Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, that's why I'm putting it in. That's why the red exists. See, that would make me want to take the job.
Sprinkling some Kelly Green alternates.
Oh, that would be amazing. That would be the best. Oh, and put them back in black shoes.
Play a home game in Houston at one point.
Oh, no. We're going to London. We're going to London. I'm petitioning that we play all the international games.
Sorry, Jaguars. We don't want to prop you up over there anymore.
We're America's team.
Cowboys.
We're the America's team. We deserve to be seen by the world. If you want the world to buy in,
send
us. Cowboys. Yeah, that's kind of who I am. That's fair. Let's take the break and get caught up. We'll come back. We'll finish this Hurley talk. And then I want to get into the Caitlin Clark vacuum, that is, because there's lots of points of discussion. DP, Austin Orman, Old School, 93.7 The Ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.